Tell somebody, stay in the pathway.
Stay in the pathway.
And I thought about something, you know, the next day it was okay, then the next day it got worse. I thought, wow. So I said, you know, the Lord brought something to me in prayer, one of our brothers that does that type of work. And I said, okay, well, let me give him a call and maybe come take a look at it and tell me what it's going to cost to get it fixed. And so he comes on out and takes a look at it, says it's nothing really serious. It didn't take him any, see, if you don't know stuff, you know, it's good to have some experts around you that know this stuff. Because I'm thinking, you know, something wrong with the air conditioner. You know, I can see, you know, the enemy trying to give you a picture, moving air, big old air conditioner, changing parts, and, you know, six-figure bill, you know. He finished up. He said, listen, I said, well, how much owe you? He said, no, just all you owe me is, I forget exactly how he put it, but just keep feeding me wisdom and knowledge and feeding me the word and you know. But my point is this. See, God has people like that in our life that love God or walking with God like that. But the point is the battle was before that. Well, the enemy wanted to establish a battle, getting you out of the pathway. When God has somebody in the pathway. Come on. See, whether it be that or it be something else, if you stay in the pathway, the word says to be anxious for nothing. See this, I'm already taking you on to Goshen. Okay, I'm kind of whetting your appetite for Goshen. Because see, this is what Goshen is. Because see, when it started breaking out in Egypt, they was in Goshen. So we are the demonstration, we will see the manifestation, and we will speak the transformation. Christ will be revealed to you in ways deeper than you've known him, in ways you've not seen him before. What a wonder. When God first saved me, the experience that I had, no argument could stand up to that experience. And that experience, what I brought out of it or what God gave me, no one had to tell me. You know, you always hear, Jesus loves you. I didn't have to hear that from anybody anymore. Amen. You know what I mean? I hear that. You hear that all the time. But it's different when it happens to you. And you are touched and consumed by his love. He would do that for me? When without him doing that for me, I was a dead duck. You see, it's one thing when God does things for you that you could probably get involved with. It's another thing when God does things for you that there's nothing that you could have done except God did it. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the Christ that's going to be revealed to you. You're going to know that he loves you. You are his. He is yours. He loves you. He cares for you. He will protect you. He's concerned about you. He will see you through. You are on his mind. Come on. We've entered into something here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Words cannot describe. Hallelujah. Where he has brought us, we are in his bosom. Christ will be revealed, his nature. The pathway, straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and there be few that find it. You see, you got to find it. God works in manifold ways so that we don't become familiar. Anyone that is truly moving prophetically, we all do to some degree, but when you truly move prophetically, you will find, or let me say, this has been my experience, when God wants me to really break out prophetically, he does not give me a bunch of stuff to say beforehand. He won't, you know, there are times you study and you know, oh boy, you know, this is dropping into your spirit, this is dropping. When it's prophetic, you're in prayer, you've touched God, but God ain't talking. He's there. He's got his arms wrapped around you. Do you feel the love? But he's not giving you. He says, when you go, then I will open. When you open your mouth, then I will give it to you. Come on, that's how fresh he wants it. Amen. Because you don't want your mind getting in the way. You don't want your mind adding anything to it. He don't want you guessing about it. He don't want you filtering it through. Christ revealed. Our church, as Christ is revealed, our church is going to be reformed. We're not becoming a reformed church. Resurrection Reformed Church, no, but it will be reformed. A lot of the religious jargon and the religious mindsets and the traditional handicapping will be broken. People will truly be free. Indeed. Not loose. Free. You understand? Not indulgent. Not living in sin, but free. Indeed. The church reformed. Amen. As the church is reformed, the city will be rebuilt. I'm starting to see the pathway. I'm starting to understand how this is going to happen. And it won't be because we rub shoulders and hobnob with the big wigs. It'll be because we've touched something in heaven. We've touched something in God. I said it'll be because we've touched some things in God. The city will be rebuilt. It'll be knocking on our door. Now, increase is happening in every domain, in every facet of our life. Increase. Don't let anybody or anything convince you otherwise. This is a season of increase. A season of increasing. The increase of his kingdom government. That's what's happening. The kingdom government is taking us over more and more, but the increase of that kingdom government in our lives and over our lives is going to manifest in three major things. The first is that of provision. Provision. You might have this in your notes already. Provision. Tell someone God's going to provide. Like never before. More than ever before. As the kingdom governance takes over our lives and manifests in our life, God's provision is going to manifest. See, why is that? Because you're in the pathway. We don't have to go out and do a whole bunch of stuff and you know, labor, work our fingers to the bone and be out of church and be away from our family all the time. No, we're in the pathway and the provision. There'll be kingdom increase. Kingdom increase. You see, one of the major characteristics of a king and a kingdom is that of increase. They are not looking to coexist with other kingdoms. They are always looking to take territory, to rule. And so it is with his government. Number two is progress. As the kingdom government increases over your life, I don't know if they call it an oxymoron or what they call it, but it seems like you're doing less, but yet you're increasing. You're going this way, but yet God is increasing you that way. You're not making the effort. You're not working harder. God is just adding on. Come on, see, that's kingdom increase. That's progress. That's kingdom progress. Really, what we need to do is just take hold of God's hand and let him take us. Huh? Just let him take you on. Come on, tell somebody kingdom progress. Come on, you're going to progress. You're going to move forward. Things are going to happen. Doors are going to open. Relationships are going to be made. There's going to be bonding. There's going to be healing. There's going to be deliverance. There's going to be adding on. Come on, this is 7 years of plenty. This is a time for the church to rise and receive. Rise and receive what God has for his people. Progress. Number three is prosperity. God is raising up a breed without greed. We've seen greedy Gus's, you know, where dog houses were $20,000 for a dog house, air conditioned and carpeted. You know, stuff like that. That's greed. You know, 10 cars. You know, all kind of greed, you know, stuff that has to do with greed and covetousness and extravagance. But God is raising up a people, a breed of people that are not greedy, but rather are generous. You see, like Joseph, and we'll get into this message somewhere, but I'm going to lay it all out to you so that you can discern for yourself. But like Joseph, we are going to become a storehouse. We will be a storehouse. We will be like a distribution center for the nations of the world. Amen? You'll see that clearer. In Isaiah 9 and 7, it says, of the increase of his government and his peace, there shall be no end. Of the increase of his government. Anytime there's increase of God's government, there's increase of peace. How do I know God is governing over my life? My life is filled with more peace. How do I know God is in control of my life? My life is governed by peace. I'm not in turmoil. I'm not filled with anxiety. I'm not stressed out. Come on. That's kingdom government. Even when doctors give you a bleak report, you can still have peace because you are governed by God's kingdom. When things go wrong, when things don't go your way, when things are delayed, you can still have peace because you are in a pathway and God's government is over your life. I want you to think about this a moment, where the real battle is. You see, if I'm in the pathway and everything I need is in the pathway, then the battle is not in the pathway. The battle is in the mind. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 65 of Mega Grace, from Canaan to Goshen. Obeying God and truth should draw people if we carry it properly. The Bible states in Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. We were created to work for the Lord. The first thing Adam was given was work. The church is not here to hold you down, but to hold you accountable.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.